This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, well, it's sort of weird, and I'm probably overthinking it, but I guess what better way to find out than having you guys involved?
Are you sure about this? Shaggy doesn't always think things through. I'm not sure.
Whatever. All right, Matt, what's up? Just tell us what's going on, man. Tell us.
My girlfriend and I have been dating for about 3 months. It's all good. I mean, she really is my person. And I know it's still honeymoon vibes, but both in our early 30s, we both want the same things in life, and this relationship has been going really well.
Okay, so is she pressing you to get married or something else?
But no, actually, I'd be down to get married. But that's not the thing I'm calling for. It's actually a little more adult.
Yes, more adult. Keep going.
Well, so we've done the deed, and it's good. I've just noticed something about her that, I don't know, it makes me question. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay, so what is so weird? Like, does she turn into something different, or, like, try something that you're not into or don't like?
No, that's not it. But every time she takes a shower, she, like, locks the door. And I thought at first maybe it's because, you know, she's, like, taking a number two, and remind you, we're still on the honeymoon, but I don't know. I said to her one time, let's take a shower together, and she quickly was like, no, that's not my thing.
Well, you know, honestly, maybe that's just a place she isn't comfortable doing that. I mean, you're pretty exposed. Everything's out there. You can see it all.
Well, yeah, you know, I thought of that too, but it doesn't make sense because we've done that in the pool, in the hot tub, in like broad daylight. So, I mean, that can't be the reason.
Okay, so you're wondering what she's doing in this bathroom and why you guys can't take a shower, but it's definitely weird because how fast you notice that she says no to this.
Yeah, and like, it's not a deal breaker, but she's super standoffish with the idea, and it just makes me wonder, like, is it just me or what? Like, is that weird?
Okay, well, I've got an idea, and we can try and figure out what is going on here exactly. What is your girlfriend's name?
My name is Holly.
All right, so if you're listening, text us 473-1045. If you think, or if you're a female and you know exactly what's happening, and if we don't figure this out, we're going to call Holly next. So we'll find out for you, Matt. Thanks, man.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Holly, please?
Yeah, this is Holly.
Holly, hi. I'm with Bitters, and we're doing a free drawing / promo that will possibly get you 50% off your next bathroom remodel if you're interested.
Oh my gosh, yes, definitely. I've heard of these promos, and like remodeling bathrooms are so expensive. So yes, how can I help?
Okay, so it's real simple. We just ask you three simple questions, kind of like our survey, and then we put your name in a drawing, and then if you're picked, you'll win. That easy?
Yeah, easy, yeah. Go right ahead.
Okay, so question one, do you prefer a standalone tub or like your own shower combo type deal?
If it was my choice, a standalone, I'd love taking showers. I'm a shower girl. And I have a jacuzzi, so I don't need a tub.
Okay, perfect. Noted. All right, next one. Do you like his and her sinks or just your own sink?
His and her sinks are better, and now especially because I have a boyfriend who stays with me a lot, and I would love to have just like my own area.
Perfect. All right, totally get it. No problem. And this is the last question. Would your stay-alone shower, do you like showering, like, the shower head facing you, or do you like the thing, it's been on TV, it's like, it looks like it's raining on you from up top, and it's also, if you do have kids, it's easy to, like, bathe them all if the shower head's up top?
Well, let's see, I don't have any kids at the moment, maybe one day I'll have kids, but, and I usually shower alone, so I guess it doesn't matter.
All right, perfect. So looking over this info, thank you, by the way. So shower alone, but his and her sink, got it. Okay, so you want to shower alone, but you have a his and her in sink.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't shower with anyone. I have a funny kind of personal reason.
Okay. You're laughing and you're laughing personal. So it can't be that bad. It's none of my business, but this, and this has nothing to do with the 50% discount, but it's kind of funny. So why you laugh?
Yeah, it's nothing really. It's just, it actually has something to do with, something my dad told me when I was an athlete in middle school.
What, like your dad like told you guys are dirty, don't shower with them type deal?
Well, not exactly that, no. It's so I used to be a soccer player, and I got really, like, I got bad athlete's foot one time, and ever since then, I just shower alone.
Oh, got it. So you didn't want people, like, to see your feet. Got it. Noted. All good.
I guess so, it's just maybe that I would do something in the shower that my dad said would kill the bacteria on my feet, and now it's like this complex process, and I do it every time in the shower, and so I just always shower alone.
What? Okay, then. Well, I guess whatever works for you. You know they probably have medications now for that, but anyways, thanks for your time. We'll put your name in a raffle, and hope you get this discount on this remodel.
All good. Okay, no problem. Well, thanks so much for calling. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.